How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to episode 20 of the Sick Podcast with your host, At Leafs Fan. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope the holidays have been going well. For the Toronto Maple Leafs, the holiday season hasn't been the best. But before we get into any of that, just want to say a huge thank you for all the support up until this point. And producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Welcome back to another episode, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope the holiday season has been treating you well, better than the Toronto Maple Leafs, because quite frankly, over the past week or so, since the Leafs have gone on this dogged 10-1-5 run, it kind of simmered down in the past couple of games. I believe the Leafs are now 1-3 in their last four, including a thumping from the Buffalo Sabres. I don't even want to get into that. Complete giveaway of 2 points yesterday versus the Ottawa Senators. We are now entering that mid-season grind with this team, and it was bound to happen. I mean, we have been extremely, I'd say the puck luck and the way the Leafs have been playing, a run like this was kind of due. And when I say that, over the 10-1-4 stretch, I think it was 10-1-4, that the Leafs have went on, in that stretch specifically, it seemed like everything was going right for this team. Everything was, somehow they were managing to scratch the points that they needed despite the injuries, despite the woes, the not great starts, the not best finishes and all of that. It seems that now it's starting to catch up to them. And over the past couple of games, they have not been able to find a way to get those extra points that we have been seeing them get over the past month or so prior to these past couple of games. And the problem with that is, if you guys take a look at the Eastern Conference playoff race right now, excluding just the two outliers, let's call it the Bruins, the Rangers, and at the bottom, I'd say like the Senators, the Sabres. If you take away those, leaves us with about 11 teams. The gap between the best team of those 11 and the worst team of those 11 is 7 points. 11 different teams, 7 points spread. That is not a lot. And what that comes down to is the simple fact that every single point matters. Unfortunately, the Leafs haven't been playing that way, because we gave away 2 points versus the Ottawa Senators, who some reason always find a way. The Leafs just don't play. They don't play the Sens very well. They started off great. First 10 minutes up 2-0. It's looking to be a very poised. They looks to be like they were on their way to a very poised 2 points and a solid victory on home ice. Completely falls into shambles after that. We start the second period on a power play, and the Ottawa Senators are the ones who end up capitalizing a shorthanded goal. Drake Batherson comes right back a couple minutes later, makes it 2-2. And then in the third period, when that goal went in from Drake Batherson from behind the red line, you just knew the Leafs were not going to win this game. You knew it. Yeah, I mean, every Leafs fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When that goal off the shoulder, stuck into his net, it plops in and it just goes over the line. You knew tonight wasn't our night. And it's going to happen like that sometimes. The Leafs over the past week have been very mediocre. And they've been, like I said, their season started with a lot of space between their games, and now we're starting to encounter a lot of those back-to-backs, a lot more active weeks where we have three to four games a week. It's pretty intense with all the travel and all of that stuff, but every team is going to be doing that. There's teams who have already played 36 games. Leafs have 32. There's some that are still at 30. So every team is going through it. It's not an excuse. I just find the Leafs, call it last four games, really this 1-3 stretch, since we have lost to the Rangers 5-2 in regulation up until last night's loss to the Senators, it's been very boring hockey to watch, for the fact that the Leafs, you can tell, are just not playing to their potential. And again, it's going to happen. We went on a crazy stretch, and one of these like stinker runs were kind of due. I just hope it lasts four games and not 10. Because as I mentioned, the dogfight for the playoff spots in the Eastern Conference are going to be incredibly close, and every single point is going to matter. We are 1 point into our division to be the top three, and literally, if we lose one and the team in fourth place wins it, just like that, we flip and we are now look on the outside looking in. So there's a lot that I'd say with the way the season has gone so far, it's been, I'd say we're in a better spot than it looks, in the sense that I don't think the Leafs have played very great hockey over the first 30-ish games this season. And we're still, we managed to end up 17-9-6, I believe. And those extra 6 points in overtime making a huge difference, because that puts us from third place in the Atlantic Division. Without those six, we drop to about three positions out of a playoff spot. So it's really that close. And when I say every point matters, every single point matters. And that's why a game like yesterday versus the Ottawa Senators was extremely frustrating, because it just feels like we just handed those 2 points away. Those 2 points could be huge. I did some calculations, because I just love doing calculations. It seems to be this year that the target is looking to be around 94 to 97 points. It seems like teams are accumulating points at about a 1.14 multiplier of the amount of games played. So if you do 82 times 1.14, you end up with about 94 points. So, and I just add a little three for a little insurance. So it looks to be at this point in time about a 94 to 97 points required, which leaves the Leafs about needing 54, let's say 54 to 60, which means they got to go in their last 50 games, give or take 28 and 22. Ideally, they go like 31 and 19, somewhere in that range. That will secure them a playoff spot. Very doable. It's not absolutely insane. However, good hockey is required from the team, and I'm not going to beat on them too much over the past couple of games, because again, after the crazy run they went on, it was bound to happen. Like, sometimes the puck luck is on your side, other times it isn't. Yesterday it just wasn't. I truly believe you have to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good. What I mean by that is, if you're giving it your best effort and you're doing the right things, then luck should be on your side. If you're doing the wrong things, the puck likely won't be going your way, if that makes sense. Like, if you're putting yourself in a position to succeed, then luck will support. If you're shooting yourself in the foot, then the luck is going to exactly counter you. And you saw it yesterday. I mean, the Leafs weren't playing well. They took their foot off the gas, and a weird, stupid bounce from the complete corner of the red line behind the net ends up into our net, and that would be the game winner from Drake Batherson. Now, the Senators, they were throwing the puck on the net. Miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Literally yesterday was an example of that. You throw it on net, you never know what can happen. So it was just kind of a disappointing performance. We do now have a back-to-back tomorrow. Today we're Thursday. So tomorrow we are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets in Columbus. And then we are playing the Carolina Hurricanes at home on Saturday. We need two wins here. The Leafs need two wins here. we have to stop giving up points to sub 500 teams. I don't know why the Leafs struggle so mightily versus these teams. And I just feel it's because they lower down to their level. And when they play better teams, they step it up. So they tend to mold to their opponent, which is fun, but also frustrating, because when you're playing a good team, they tend to mold to the better team and they play good. But the same thing happens in reverse. Like, you got to accept the good with the bad if you're going to do that. And it means you level up when you're playing the good ones and you level down when you're playing the bad ones, and you just end up matching their energy. I want them to be just playing their own game. That would be a lot better, I find. Good teams don't let other teams dictate the way the game's going to go. They play their game. And that's something that I think if the Leafs can begin to do in this close to back half of the season, heading into the second half, like mid-season to the second half, if they can focus on that, I think we'll be fine. We are no way near a guarantee of a playoff spot. However, we are in a good position where if we can play slightly above 500 hockey, I do believe that the Leafs will find their way into the playoffs. I really want Joseph Woll back. I really, really want Joseph Woll back. No disrespect to Martin Jones. I don't think anything has been his fault. Samsonov just has not had it this season. You got a feel for the guy, but at the end of the day, it's a cutthroat business. When you're not showing the results, you're going to be shown the door. And it's unfortunate because we know what Samsonov is capable of doing. And he's, I don't know, man. It's just been a tough watch. It's been a tough watch, and I feel for the guy because he did a lot for us last season to give us chances to win. He won us our first playoff series in about 20 years. So it doesn't feel right to, excuse my language, to shit on the guy. But, I mean, it's the NHL, and if you're putting 5, 6, 7 performances together that just put your team in a situation to lose, it's just not sustainable. And I think the goalie who's given us a best chance to win this season has been Joseph Woll. And I'm just hoping he can come back soon so we can at least get the tandem back and the team can kind of get going again. But I'm not going to be the guy to blame it on the goalies, because quite frankly, sure, the goals that have been going in haven't been great and you would like a save every now and again, but the team in front over the past little stretch, it's just like they've given up. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of left the goalie to dry. Like, even in a game like yesterday, I mean, why did you guys stop playing? You had a 2-0 lead on home ice heading into the first period. We managed to move. It's just frustrating. I don't know. It's just really frustrating. But again, you got to take the good with the bad. And we went on a good run, and now there's a bit of a, and I think we get out of it. And I think it all starts tomorrow versus the Blue Jackets. Toronto needs to have a statement game. And I'm not saying they need to blow the Blue Jackets out of the park like the Sabres did to us 9-3. I'm just saying go in there and get a win where you have been the better team throughout 60 minutes, because you are the better team, quite frankly. That's all it is. And then you follow that up with a back-to-back over the Carolina Hurricanes. You need to put a strong performance because the Hurricanes are very, very solid. You got to get these points. You need to get these points to click out of that bad momentum as fast as possible, because once you get stuck in a rut at this, in the position that the Leafs are, luckily, they are not in a bad spot. Unfortunately, if this continues for too long, we can easily be reverted into a bad spot. So that's what I mean when I say every point matters. And you gotta, when those bad moments, that bad momentum is bound to happen at some point, and every team goes through it several times throughout the season. What differentiates a team that will make the playoffs versus a team that will not is a team that manages to get out of it quicker than others. And I think right now the Leafs have an opportunity, you know, to accept we've played a bad couple of games. It's fine. Refocus, get on the ice, play a 60-minute game, and go and get those 2 points, because they're huge. And that's pretty much where I see the Leafs stand right now. It's interesting. In a way, I think this is very important for the Leafs because I want to say in the past 2 to 3 seasons, at this point in the year, it's kind of like the Leafs were already... The top three in the Atlantic was always genuinely, like, generally settled. And we literally already knew who we were playing in January. Like, what I mean by that is last season, by like New Year, January 1st or sometime in January, everyone knew it's like, okay, we're getting the Bolts in the first round. Boston ran away with the President's Trophy. They're going to finish first. We're going to end up with the Bolts. And that's just what it is. And we knew that for like 4 months. So it was just a matter, literally the last 40 games of last season was just, no matter what happens here, that's going to be the opponent. That's who we're going to play against. We fight for home ice. Doesn't matter. Now, it's not like that this season. Because like I said, it is a very, very intense dogfight. And I think what that is going to do is that it's going to kind of light a fire under them and force them to deal with the pressure of the situations and really fight for those night in, night out. Because nothing is settled yet. The Leafs can still win the division. The Leafs can still miss the playoffs. And it's stressful as a fan because obviously you want that sense of safety that we've been used to over the past couple of seasons. But if you think about it, I think this is really important for a team like this because it's character building. Now it's where you have to fight to go and find those extra points. It's where you have to fight your way back into games. It's where you have to play a 60-minute game and a complete game, not just 20 minutes, because every point matters. So that is where the Leafs stand right now. And ball's in their court. They're in a good spot, but for how long? They get to decide. They have their foot. They're in the driver's seat. Now it's a matter of what you do with the steering wheel. Do you want to put yourself in a good spot? Because if you lose a couple, you might not like the situation you're in. But I'm going to leave it at that, guys. Before I do end today's podcast, I wanted to end it on a lighter note. I just truly want to thank every single person, whoever you are, wherever you're from, for listening to the episodes, for supporting. If you've shared it to friends, if you've left a comment, dropped a like, even just watched it, thank you so much. It's been about a couple months we've been doing this podcast, that I've been doing this podcast. And 20 episodes is, I think it's a milestone to celebrate. You know, we've been consistent with it and I've been having a really fun time. And I just hope that you guys have been enjoying it with me along the way. The exciting games are on their way. They're going to be coming. The emotions are going to start coming out. We're just kind of in that like mid-season grind right now where it doesn't feel as important. But I just want to let you know, whoever you are listening to this episode, you are very important to me. And I'm very grateful for all the support we have been getting from you guys. So that is it for today, guys. Thank you very much for watching. If you liked the video, make sure to drop the like, hit the subscribe if you haven't already, share it to a friend, tell all your friends. Thank you for listening. I'll see you guys in the next one. Toronto, the ball's in your court.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.